Springfield's Rock Station Q102. I'm Shadow. Welcome to it. Here shortly, we're going to be featuring some new rock from a band I'm sure you've heard of. They've been around since the mid-2000s, if not early 2000s. And I love this track. And I'm hoping that you will definitely rate it. You can do so. One being, hey, I don't like it. To five being, hey, I love it. At 417-447-1021. I'm with Jared Weeks of Saving Abel. Hello.
Check, check, 1, 2. What's going on?
The mic is working.
All right.
Well, Jared, it's definitely been a long time. Loving this new single, by the way, which I just said, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, I promise. So, you know, it's been so long, I feel like, since we've seen you. What has been going on in the Saving Abel camp?
Y'all still got that plaque hanging on y'all's wall?
That's what I was going to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yes, your wife told you.
I remembered it. I was like, no, that's one of the stations we gave a plaque to just now. Ah, see, we're more alike than you think consciously.
Yep, it's hanging in the Q102 bullpen. For those who don't know, sometimes when you help get a radio single to, I don't remember what chart position you went to back then, it's too far,
it's hard breaking a new band, it's hard pushing a new band.
It is.
And honestly, we can't do that without you guys, so that is obviously, we wanted to, you know, give a little gratitude and appreciation. So we enjoy doing things like that, and I'm so glad that it's still on your wall.
Yep. I will never forget the day we got it, because, you know, we were a fairly new radio station. We didn't launch until 2002, and so us getting our first plaque, we were so excited. There's a picture of the former program director and myself kissing the plaque.
Oh, that is so awesome.
So
that's amazing.
But, I, you know, okay, so going back to just chatting with you, I know that you had left and gone and done some solo stuff and then came back just recently. I think it was 2021.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, you know, we'll start at the beginning there. I left Saving Abel back in 2013. I had a few things going on in my life. One being I just couldn't survive in reality, obviously, without being drunk or high, you know. So, I took a break. I came here, and I just hate the fact and the stigma that we put around mental health in this country. So I went to therapy for years, and I gained, obviously, the tools that I needed. But during the isolation, Jason and I started talking. And we ended up in the studio, and it got to the point where I told Jason, I was like, man, I'm ready to take my life back. And obviously he was like, I've been waiting on you to say that. coming back in, and this first single, Baptize Me, is what that's about. The entire song is basically how I'm taking control back of my life. Like, we write our own story, so you can be the hero in your own story. We're very capable of doing that. And, sometimes I think we forget our worthiness and our value in this life. So, you know, that's what the song's about, is taking back control of your life, you know, crawling back from the dead, you know.
Yeah, and 20 years ago, we all thought we were freaking invincible. I mean, I could probably say that I was in the same boat, pretty much out partying every single night. And now it's like I said, you know, we're going to do this acoustic set with you later via Zoom. And I'll tell people about that here momentarily. But I was like, man, I can watch Saving Abel from my living room. Yep, I'm in.
I think that's awesome. You know, that's one of the good things that came from the isolation. You know, I think a lot of artists, you know, would sit in the garage and do the live videos and them just picking and playing guitar and singing. You know, I think that's pretty cool way to still be able to connect with the fans and things like that.
Absolutely. So with this new album, have you finished writing the album? Is it coming out? Is it already out? My apologies. I probably should have looked that up.
No, well, we haven't put a date, release date on it yet. We still have like two or three songs to finish recording. The songs have been written, obviously, but we got to get in there and actually record them. But we have 10 songs, and obviously you heard one of the first single, but I think what we have decided to do is probably every 4 to 6 weeks is just release a new single. I think that's the way, you know, a lot of people are doing it these days, especially in this new digital world. You know, like Hardier will release his album, and it'll tell you every track that's on it, but you can't listen to it until it's released, you know. So, you know, it's one of those attention deficit disorders, you know, like I think the attention span sometimes of the fans, you know, you got to keep them popping out. But yeah, so we're going to do the full entire album, and we haven't picked a release date yet, but we will have our second single, I Do Know What It's Going to Be, coming up in just a few weeks. But we're still riding on the baptizing, man. We're still buzzing. This is all a good feeling. I feel like this is Saving Abel how I always wanted it to sound.
Right, and it is really good. A little bit more, and I'm not a musician, so when I, like, tell a musician what I think of their music, I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's, like, it's just, it's a little bit more gritty. That's how I felt.
More hard riff driven, and more, I mean, we've got the drums, like, I had a drummer during my solo thing. His name was Dave Murata, and
Dave Murata's pretty cute. Will you let him know I said so?
You're the first person to ever tell me that.
On his, I stalked his Facebook page. I thought he was kind of cute.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I mean, he's the youngest one in the band, and it's kind of cool that he grew up, you know, with his mom playing Saving Abel, and he was a huge fan. And now he's sitting behind the drums driving the tank every night. You can, you know, if you ever see him, ask him about it. Like, his eyes just light up like a kid. But, you know, obviously I brought him back with me, you know, when I came back to join Saving Abel. And he's been a huge driving force of this new hard, raw, heavy riff-driven, you know, music, like, you know, you hear him baptize me. And like I said, I've always really wanted Saving Abel to sound this way. So it's really just really cool to get the good, great responses from you guys and to us actually see, you know, our product doing well.
That is awesome. That's an awesome story. The fact that his mom was listening to Saving Abel. Love that.
Almost manifested it, you know.
Love it. All right. Well, we're going to, real quick, I'm going to tell everyone, if you want to join us tonight at 6 o'clock for this Saving Abel acoustic set from Zoom, don't even need to leave your house. It is as simple as texting SAVING, the word, to 417-447-1021. I'm going to grab some winners about 3 o'clock, and then you should receive, if you've been chosen to join, you should be receiving an email invite for that Zoom link around 5 o'clock. Jared, thank you again for coming on, and we're going to feature this new song, and then we're going to hope that everybody rates it good. And not bad.
You guys are going to love it. You're going to love it. I already can tell. You guys are going to love it. This is going to be so awesome tonight. I'm looking forward to this.
I am too. All right. It is new rock. It's new at 2. New rock from Saving Abel. It's called Baptize. It's right here on Q102.